Mr. Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, I believe that the Word of God is so powerful it can change everything about a person's life. And Proverbs 13:10 says, only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride. And do you know that the Bible says pride goes before destruction? Well, I discovered that I was in so much pride at some stage in my life before I received Jesus, that I was too proud to receive Jesus. And I had a gentleman friend of mine witnessing to me on a daily basis about how much I needed Jesus. And I kept telling him, just leave me alone. And then one day, I just realized I actually need Jesus. I've got through that pride. God actually managed to get through that pride and bring some light into my mind so that I could see that I needed Jesus. And the day I decided I needed Jesus was the day everything changed in my life. So I want to pick up the service right now. And remember this, if you are proud, you won't need anybody or anything, least of all God. So I suggest that you start looking at your heart and recognizing that you need Jesus. Like I did, my life changed. Let's pick up the service right now.
One day I just woke up. I said, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And I phoned him. He came and picked me up. Before I put the phone down, he was wheel spinning in front of my house. It was quite amazing. I mean, like, I need to go to church. And he stayed a few miles away. I mean, I think he was waiting on the corner. I mean, this guy was after me for the kingdom like you have no idea. And I went that morning and I sat in a service like this, and the pastor preached a message that I'd never heard in my life. And my spirit exploded inside me. And when he said, if you want to get saved, you need Jesus, come to the front. I ran. I think I pushed people out of my way. But I recognized I need Jesus. I can't do it without Jesus. I always had money coming in, but I never had money staying in. I was getting sick and healed, sick and healed, sick and healed, sick and healed. And I got sick and tired of being sick and healed. And then I got saved and I found out I don't have to be sick. And now I don't get sick. I'm healed and I stay healed. Hallelujah. And I recognized that the doctor was not the source for me in my own personal life. God was my source. And once I started to switch it around, took a few years. But when I got it right, that's it. I rest on Jesus. One of his names is Jehovah Rapha. One of his compound covenant names is Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord my healer. The Lord my healer. Amen. Next week we're going to have Jehovah Rapha working in this place. You bring the sick. Tell your neighbor, say, bring someone sick. And that's also with mind kind of sicknesses. Can you say amen? And so you might feel you have no answers to the problems in your life. You feel inadequate. You can't handle this. You don't know what to do. You don't know how you're going to win this one. You don't know. Can you do it? Well, so did many other servants of God. Many other servants of God. And they did great and mighty feasts. Let's look at some. God asked a question to Moses. And he said, what is that in your hand? God asked. Just a rod. Just a rod. Moses said, I will show you how to use it. But I stutter. I can't speak properly. Moses. I'm inadequate. Come on. Come on, you're not listening. What have you got in your hands? A rod. I'm on the run from Egypt because I murdered a man. If they find me, I'm going to be killed. I've been in this desert for 40 years taking care of sheep. God said, great, you're in a good place now. Now you're ready because you're no more big deal. Going to kill a man when you're supposed to be saving people's lives. Come on. That was the pride in Moses. How dare you? And he knew, listen, he had a call from God, but he jumped out ahead of God and did his way, not God's way. Anyone been there? Got the shirt, wrote the book, seen the video, right? Yeah, me too. And so he says, but I stutter and I have no help and I don't know what to do. And with that rod, look at the picture. With that rod, Moses took down the strongest country on the planet at the time with a rod. Why? Because it wasn't him. He recognized, I can't do it, but God, you can. And when you get to that place in your life, listen, the walls are crushing in against you. Everything's coming against you. You've got to have it by tonight. If you don't get it by tonight, you're going to die. Things are going to go wrong. You better get to that place and say, Lord, if you don't come through for me, it's done. And I rest myself and I submit myself into your mighty, merciful hands. Come on. You've got to get to that place and God will start to move mountains the way he did for Moses. And he changed the world with a rod. I don't know if any of you have seen, in Africa at the moment, probably my friend over there looking so pretty with a beautiful hat. I love it. I think ladies should all wear hats next week. I love it. When I was in Jamaica, it was so beautiful. All the women wore hats. It was so pretty. And what happened was, in Africa at the moment, it's in Somalia. In Somalia and Ethiopia at the moment, they say there are 360 billion locusts destroying the land. And they're saying that if they don't get a hold of this quickly, they need 700 million or something. If they don't get a hold of this quickly, it's going to be 500 times worse. This is biblical proportion problems. The end's coming, folks. Go look on the news. Did you see it? Go look on the news. These things are just cleaning out the food. It just settles and goes and moves on to the next place. And they breed like this. And it's the thing right now, they said it's as large as Rome. The swarm is as big as Rome. Go read it. It's in the news. And it's just devastating everything in the world. That, you know, and I started thinking about Moses right there. Look what God did with a little rod, a stick. Yeah. A stick? Yeah, good God. God can use anything. He just needs you to recognize you need him. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. What about all I've got is a dream and a vision, Joseph said. Just a dream and a vision. That's all he had. He had nothing else. He was thrown into a pit. Yeah. They pretended he was dead to his father. He was sold into slavery. Think about that. And then Joseph became the second most powerful man on the planet at the time. From a dream and a vision. Don't be saying, but I got nothing. Get over that. Get into him. Get the dream, get the vision. Find something like my wife said, have a goal and go for it. And recognize you need God to fulfill it. God will do it. Amen. Now make sure the vision and the goal is from God. Yeah. All right? Can you say amen? Amen? And so he saved the whole Israelite nation. Think about it. He saved the nation from whence Jesus was born and came from. The devil was trying to take them out. You understand? And so that happened. And then all he had was a dream and a vision. And he became so brilliant and so powerful that they made him the vice president to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh thought he was a god. Isn't that amazing? You can go see their tombs in Egypt. They're not gods. You go look at Jesus' tomb. He ain't there. Their bones are there. He ain't. Mummified and all. He's not there. Come on. Come on, we're talking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I Am, the Prince of Peace, the mighty warrior, the Savior. He is the armies of the world, of all the angel armies, and he's the host of those. One angel took out 83,000 people. And he's got trillions of them. Come on. Well, Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Now, I admit it's not nice being in that, you know, the Israelites, when they had the Egyptians coming at them and they had the sea over here, they were against the wall.
Yes.
It's not a comfortable feeling. You've got to have it by tonight. It's fifth stage. It's not a nice feeling, but you've got to say, I know my God, and I know He's capable, and I know He's willing. He's able, willing, and He will do it for me when I recognize that I have nothing but Him.
Amen.
Nothing but Him. Oh God, if we can get there, nothing but Him. I'm preaching to me right now. If we can get to that place, I have nothing but God, nothing but Jesus, nothing but the Holy Spirit, nothing. Nothing. The money I've got is His. The clothes I wear is His. The breath I breathe is His. He created it. He owns it. And I'm obligated to serve Him because He paid the ransom to get me free.
Amen.
Come on. My God, my God. So Joseph had a dream. That's it. And look what he accomplished. Don't be telling me I haven't got the money. Come on. That's stopping you from your vision, your dream. The money? You're letting money stop your destiny? Oh, come on. What about all I've got is a trumpet and a shout, said Joshua. Just a trumpet and a shout. God said, there's more than enough. Can you worship God? When God told him, listen, I want you to march around the city seven times on the last day, but every day once around the city of Jericho. Because those walls were bigger than this church. They had chariot races on top of the walls. I don't know if you're aware of that. They had chariot races on top of the walls. That's how wide they were. That's how big they were. They had houses that were built into the wall. Do you know that? Remember Rahab? She was in one of the houses. When the walls fell, her house stood straight. And she got out, remember? There were houses against the wall. That's how big these walls were. And God said, listen, you're a bunch of slaves. You don't know anything about war. They come out of slavery, right? Now you're going into the promised land. And I want you, what have you got? He says, nothing. He says, good. Take the trumpets. Get the high priest, well, the priests. And let them march around that place with the Ark of the Covenant. Every day for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, march around that wall seven times. And at the end of the seventh time, you blast those trumpets and you shout out to your Lord and your God and your Savior. And they did that. He said, do it in silence. Because if he didn't say do it in silence, I can just imagine. Can you imagine all the naysayers, all the ones? He said, don't speak. Silent. They'd all be saying, oh, what are we doing this for? It's so stupid. I mean, look, can you imagine walking around this way? You think it's going to be... Can you imagine? Griping and complaining and moaning and just carrying on. God said, in silence, you march around Jericho. And the seventh time, he said, you let out a blast. You worship your God. And those trumpets blew like the trumpet this morning. You hear that trumpet? How many of you love the trumpet? And when the trumpet and the flute are going together, woo, it's just, I get all hoodly-goodly. That's another word for the anointing comes on me. Amen. And it's hard for me to stay on my feet. And so they blew the trumpets and they blasted the trumpets and all of the whole of Israel started to scream, Yahweh, my God, Yahweh. And they screamed and those walls came straight down. And they marched in and took over and destroyed everyone and everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand there was a trumpet and a voice? They didn't have those catapults, zoom, fire, and brimstone. They weren't warriors. They had been slaves. Now they were free people. And now they're going to fight an armed place like that. When you recognize that God is God and He can do absolutely anything and I rely on His strength, not my own, and you get out of your prideful self, God will start to use your life.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,